Time now for business news. The New York Stock Exchange is about to undergo a major transformation. Its members have approved an historic merger with the electronic trading firm Archipelago. The merger will turn the stock exchange from what's basically been a prestigious membership club into a modern for-profit company. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In 1792, a group of New York businessmen who traded stocks on the side met under a buttonwood tree on Wall Street. They made an agreement to trade securities, started doing it at a local coffee house, and the New York Stock Exchange was born. The basic membership structure of the exchange hasn't changed in 200 years until now.
You knew this was a moment in history.
Tom Caldwell is chairman of Caldwell Asset Management, which controls 41 seats on the exchange. He was at a meeting yesterday with other members who overwhelmingly approved the merger. Many of them have had seats on the stock exchange for generations.
Doreen Mogavera, one of the great traders on the exchange, she was kind of teary-eyed as we talked, because this was such an important part of her life. And being a member and a seat owner of the New York Stock Exchange, in many cases, it's who you are. It's almost your persona.
But Caldwell says the exchange has to change or be destroyed by rapidly increasing competition from the many electronic trading networks. Analysts say the exchange has been losing trading volume to competitors such as NASDAQ, Instanet, and Archipelago. Caldwell says by merging with Archipelago and becoming a public company, the exchange can use its stock to acquire other firms and attract top talents, things it will have to do to survive and grow. Chris Arnold, NPR News.